Hi, this is Julie. You know, the barn here at Dream Farm could have just been a place for storing up unrequited longing and pain. Because at one time, I was dominated by paralyzing performance anxiety that kept me running away from the stage. Then I learned to overcome and share my music and gifts freely. Now everything here is designed to touch the dreams of our listeners and inspire you. So why not go to dreamfarmradio.org and sign up for our free weekly episodes and inspiration. We've got something special from the farm for you and your kids. I've released a breakthrough adventure book for kids 10 to 14 and adults. Mrs. Amazing and the Seed is all about a wacky family that refuses to be stifled. In a world of threatening conformity, they dare to think differently and risk everything to explore the mystical realm of wonder. This book will entertain and encourage you. Visit dreamfarmradio.org to watch the video and learn more.
Please hang a moon up and tune up the cellos, for here come the dreamers. Tell all the fellows to varnish their trumpets, butter the crumpets and garnish the cellos. Let us get to it and do it upright. Welcome the dreamers with all of our might.
Welcome to Dream Farm Radio. My name is Julie Lavender, and I'm sitting here in our family's historic barn overlooking the rolling New England fields of Dream Farm. I'm inviting you to drive down the country road of your imagination and to join us right here in our barn with its soaring posts and beams and its panoramic view of the countryside. We'll unleash fresh jazz synergies as we explore the music and the dreams of our guest artists. So join us, because you never know. We just might touch a few of your dreams along the way. Well, everyone, are you ready for a collage of sound today? We had some fantastic bigger bands come to the farm this past year, and I wanted to weave together some of their performances on this show. So we're calling this show Big Bad Bands. We had some sextets and some quintets. Very often we'll have duos, even solo acts or trios, but several times we had some great big bands with interesting music and arrangements, so we thought you'd enjoy a show weaving that together. I'm going to start off with our very first guest this evening. He brought a great band to Dream Farm. Listen in as we hear the conversation and the music that he played. I have a special guest this evening, Brian Friedland, who's been here playing some tunes that you all are going to get to hear soon. Brian is a jazz composer who writes wonderful textures with horns and everything from small groups all the way up to 18 pieces, right, Brian?
Yep.
And I'm going to let you introduce the players that you brought.
Sure. These are some of my favorite guys to play with in Boston, and it's a real pleasure to be here with them. Rick Stone is playing alto saxophone, Vivek Patel on the trumpet, Tim Schneer on the trombone, Mike Connors on the drums, and Ehud Atun on the bass.
Awesome. This is a sextet.
Yes.
And it's one of the richer groups that we've been able to bring in here. But today, it's just a six-piece. It's just a six-piece, folks. But Brian is a composer. He's got a degree in jazz piano from USC. And a master's degree from New England Conservatory of Music in jazz composition.
I'm highly trained.
Well, you know, everyone's going to enjoy that because these arrangements are really interesting. Your music is interesting, and your ideas are interesting. So, as a matter of fact, that training has allowed you to make it personal with this first tune, I believe, about your cat.
Yeah, this piece we're about to hear, it's kind of a programmatic work, meaning trying to capture a story or a moment from real life and reflect that musically. Mm-hmm. So this is a kitten attack. Inspiration came from my cat, Shuby, who would often attack me in the middle of the night. I'd wake up and he'd be pouncing on my toes. I guess the piece was really written more from the standpoint of sometimes he'd just look at you. And you'd see the evil glint in his eye, and
send a chill up your spine.
Reach out, and just swat you. So
and Shuby.
The piece has that suspense element of it. Of I know I'm
you never
gonna be attacked by a kitten soon, but I don't know when it's going to happen.
Now, why Shuby?
Well, Shubi is named after the jazz vocalist Shubi Taylor, the human horn. Shubi is just not your ordinary vocalist. He calls himself the human horn because he says he makes noises that are like horn-like. He uses these unbelievable syllables, shoo and fra and shoo shra.
Okay. So we got a cat, we got Shubi Taylor, and we got your version of all that called Kitten Attack. So guys, would you play that for us now?
Thank you.
You've just heard Brian Friedland and his group at Dream Farm. My name is Julie Lavender. You're listening to Dream Farm Cafe. Come back and we're going to hear some more big bad bands. Hi, this is Julie. You know, the barn here at Dream Farm could have just been a place for storing up unrequited longing and pain. Because at one time, I was dominated by paralyzing performance anxiety that kept me running away from the stage. Then I learned to overcome and share my music and gifts freely. Now everything here is designed to touch the dreams of our listeners and inspire you. So why not go to dreamfarmradio.org and sign up for our free weekly episodes and inspiration. We've got something special from the farm for you and your kids. I've released a breakthrough adventure book for kids 10 to 14 and adults. Mrs. Amazing in the Seed is all about a wacky family that refuses to be stifled. In a world of threatening conformity, they dare to think differently and risk everything to explore the mystical realm of wonder. This book will entertain and encourage you. Visit dreamfarmradio.org to watch the video and learn more. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dream Farm Cafe, and I'm your host, Julie Lavender, and I hope you're enjoying our sound collage of big bad bands that have been to the farm this past year. I want to introduce to you the music of Spontaneous Architects, led by John Valencourt, who plays sax and flute and writes the music, Jerry Sabatini on the trumpet, Mike Effenberger on the piano, and Bob Simonelli on the bass. We're talking about their new jazz sound, and you're going to hear a tune called Kershal Number. Listen in.
Tearing it up here, and you're gonna play a song for us that kind of sums up what you've been writing, John, and what's been influencing you, the new jazz thing. Tell us about that.
This is a tune called Kershal Number, and the groove is based on, well, it's called drum and bass groove, you know, and it's derived from some of the European techno music that was popular, you know, over the past 5 years or so. And what I like about the new jazz style is it's incorporating modern pop music, modern electronica music into jazz. And if you look at jazz over the years, it's always been changing and morphing and incorporating the popular music of the style.
That's what I love about it.
And exactly, that it's always fresh, it's
big
always
tent.
Happening.
I like that.
And, you know, it's almost like part of the point of the music is to change and evolve with the times, you know, and express the current state of things in pop music too. And
we'll hear those different influences in this tune, which is kind of the way you've been thinking and influenced. Now this song is called Kershal Number, which I think is hysterical because Ludwig von Kershal, in what I think must have been a brilliant move of self-promotion, decided to catalog all of Mozart's music. And of course, he named them Kershal numbers. So though he didn't write any of it, you can't listen to Mozart without hearing his name. This is Mozart Kershal Number 5.
I love that.
You know, isn't that awesome? Yeah, Did that have anything to do with why you named it that?
It had everything to do with
really?
It, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I was in school at the time, and I would be, for a couple of years, I was really listening to a lot of classical music on the radio while I was driving to gigs, which would be with dance bands, big bands and such, you know, and there'd always be somebody... You know, a couple would know a particular Latin dance or something, and they'd say, "Hey, after this, can you guys play a little Latin number, a little cha-cha, or something like that?" And I always think, and then after that, maybe we'll do a little Kershal number too.
Exactly. Okay. Well, with that, now we've got a smile on our faces. Guys, take it away. Play this cool new jazz original by John Valencourt called Kershal Number.
Thank you.
You just heard John Valancourt's group Spontaneous Architects do Kerschel Number. And now I want to share with you the music of another brilliant young band that came to the farm this past year. We called them the Corona Collaboration. They were a group of five guys from all over the world that went to school in Boston, and Nahum Corona brought them to the farm, so we called them the Corona Collaboration. They consist of Nahum Corona on the drums, Hu Kim on the bass, Javier Rosario on guitar, Edmar Colon on saxophone, and Nicholas Anadolis from Greece playing the piano. Anyway, listen to this fantastic song of Nahum's called The Prophet's Presage.
Thank you.
just heard Corona Collaboration play The Prophet's Presage by Nahum Corona. Lots of great bands coming into the farm here, performing live, recording for the show. I want to take you back to Spontaneous Architects that we heard earlier in the show. They did a really, really sweet tune called Galicia. Listening to the music of John Valancourt and the Spontaneous Architects as we kind of have another sound collage of big bands here at the farm. We're going to take a short break, come back and listen to some more. My name is Julie Lavender. You're listening to Dream Farm Cafe. This is Julie. You know, the barn here at Dream Farm could have just been a place for storing up unrequited longing and pain. because at one time I was dominated by paralyzing performance anxiety that kept me running away from the stage. Then I learned to overcome and share my music and gifts freely. Now everything here is designed to touch the dreams of our listeners and inspire you. So why not go to dreamfarmradio.org and sign up for our free weekly episodes and inspiration. We've got something special from the farm for you and your kids. I've released a breakthrough adventure book for kids 10 to 14 and adults. Mrs. Amazing and the Seed is all about a wacky family that refuses to be stifled. In a world of threatening conformity, they dare to think differently and risk everything to explore the mystical realm of wonder. This book will entertain and encourage you. Visit dreamfarmradio.org to watch the video and learn more. We're back at Dream Farm Cafe. I'm your host, Julie Lavender, and we're doing a sound collage of big, bad, great bands that have been at the farm. And it was a delight to ask this big, bad band led by Brian Friedland, who plays piano and is a composer in the Boston area, joined by Ahuda Tun on the bass, Mike Connors on the drums, Rick Stone on saxophone, Vivek Patel on the horns, and Timothy Schneer on the trombone. I had them all here, and I asked them if they'd join me on a tune of mine. So let's listen into the conversation and the tune. Well, hopefully you can join me on this tune. This is called Don't Ask Me What I'm Thinking, and then in parentheses, unless you really want to know. And this...
What were you thinking?
Well, this was kind of...
Ask.
This was kind of over-assertive young female navigating the world of the young men. And autobiographical, I have to admit. Yes, indeed. Learning when not to say too much, right, in the process of developing a friendship. But at some point I had to learn to laugh at myself, so that became the song, Don't Ask Me What I'm Thinking, Unless You Really Want to Know. And I found that many women and men kind of can relate to the theme. So let's do it.
Unless you really want to know, 'cause I'll tell you what is on my mind, and you might be sorry I said so. You say a penny for your thoughts, honey. Well, a dollar to a donut, it'll blow the status quo. I'm afraid you'd be appalled. You say I piqued your curiosity, but that might just be your downfall. You pull me close enough to whisper. You ask me please to spill my beans once and for all. But don't you say I didn't warn you. Just met your match, and I think it's time that we were attached. You ought to snap me up right here in a flash. I know that it's sudden, but there's no fun in loving you. Thank you. just match a match, and I think it's time that we were attached. You ought to snap me up right here in a flash. I know that it's sudden, but there's no fight in my love in you. I won't ask you why you're nervous. All of a sudden, I think I already know. I see you looking for the exit now. You say you got someplace you just got to go. You say you suddenly remembered. You hate to eat and run, you'll call me in a day or so. But don't you say I didn't warn you not to ask me what I'm thinking, honey. Don't you ask me what I'm thinking.
Wow, that was so much fun. Imagine being me and having these great musicians come into my barn and talk about their music and play it and allow me to join them on some tunes. That was just a blast. That was my song, Don't Ask Me What I'm Thinking Unless You Really Want to Know. Now I want to bring you the music again of the Corona collaboration. There's a fantastic Greek pianist who is the inspiration and the writer of this next song called Bus Driver, something about a bus driver, scared bus driver, that's it. Anyway, he tells a really amusing story that sets up the whole tone of this tune. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to find the music fantastic. Again, it's the Corona collaboration and Nicholas Anadolu's original song, Scared Bus Driver.
Yeah, I'm going to play a song that I wrote recently called Scared Bus Driver. Yeah, this is a song that I was wrote it specifically for this quintet and for this instrumentation. And the title, I want to summarize a story that brings me to put this title, is that first time of my life I scared someone by accident so much. It was, yeah, before 3 years, when I was traveling in New York. And I get off the bus. By accident, I tackle a bus driver who was so scared that he was thinking that I am a terrorist. But by this time, I couldn't speak the language really well, and I couldn't explain him, you know, that I feel really sorry about that.
No, I'm from Greece, it's okay.
And, well, after 1 minute, he understands.
Yeah.
But still, it was really big emotions, big life experience, so... And I think that this piece is representing...
It really does.
Yeah.
This is an intense piece, and it's a great piece.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, let's go for it. Scared Bus Driver by Nicholas Anadolis.
That was pianist Nicholas Anadolis with the group Corona Collaboration came here to the barn and played his original tune, Scared Bus Driver, which I thought was just terrific. Hope you enjoyed it. We're going to end the show with, again, the music of Brian Friedland and the group that he brought. This is Moment of Zen. Listening to the Brian Friedland group and his song Moment of Zen, all part of a sound collage of big, bad, wonderful bands here at Dream Farm. I'm your host, Julie Lavender. This is Dream Farm Cafe, and I invite you to go to our website, dreamfarmcafe.com, and you can find out more about all the musicians that we feature today. It's a great place where you can see pictures of the farm and see what we're up to. I want to thank our engineer and producer, Don Richardson, and our photographer, Jenny Wheeler. Thank you so much for listening.
Well, you know you've touched. For photos of the farm, show information, or to learn about becoming a sponsor, visit dreamfarmradio.com, where you can sign up to receive free weekly episodes of our program. Dream Farm Radio is produced by Don Richardson at mlcrecording.com. Thanks for listening.
Every dreamer needs someone who'll touch their dreams.
Dream.